Hey, it's me. You, just left my place a few minutes ago. Last one to leave, like usual. I know you're driving home and can't pick up, and that's kind of why I called, actually. This wouldn't quite work if we were talking, but, a message is perfect. See, I don't know if you realized, or if maybe you did it on purpose, but you let something slip earlier. Or, a few things, actually. Some little hints about your internet habits. Anyways, during that last game, I was on Reddit on my phone, sleuthing away, and I think I found you. And, learned quite a bit about your preferences. I guess we'll call them that. So yeah, your preferences about what you'd like to do, if only you had the chance. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so. I think you've gotten careless. I think you're so horny, and so frustrated, and so pathetically hot for me, that you don't even realize how reckless you've been. Anyway, the point is, well, I was just calling to say that I'm feeling really unobservant right now. Very disinclined to notice much of anything. So much so, in fact, that if you were to drive right back over to my house and knock on the door, that when I answered, I might not even see you standing on the doorstep. I might just look around in bewilderment, and then shrug and go back inside, and if you slipped in after me, I probably wouldn't notice at all. I'd just go right back to whatever I was doing. Reading, maybe, or watching TV. And well, I'm gonna take a shower when I finish leaving you this message, so I'll probably just be wearing a robe. And I'll have you know that my robe has a pretty high skirt. You can really see quite a bit of leg. And I probably won't have bothered to close it. Close it at all, really, so I'm guessing there will be a good amount of cleavage showing as well, and since I'll be in such a particularly unobservant mood, you could probably get a pretty close look. You could come stand right beside the couch and peer down at me to your heart's content, and I would just ignore you since I wouldn't even know you were there. Now, even at my most unobservant, obviously, there are some things one can't miss. Like if you said anything or touched me, I'd probably realize you'd broken into my house, and I'd yell and kick you out for being such a creeper. But you know what I might not notice? I might not notice if you unbuttoned your pants and slid them down. And if you took out your cock, which I'm sure would be rock hard, since you so obviously can't stop drooling over me. Took out your cock, and there you'd be, finally, just a few feet away from me, stroking, and me almost entirely naked right in front of you. I bet you'd just love that, wouldn't you? I bet you'd get off in no time. Not that I would care. I'd be busy reading my book, remember? Not paying you any attention at all. Not even noticing how you're furiously stroking your sloppy, pre-cum-stained, wet cock. You must know by now that I'm never gonna fuck you. I bet you think I don't fuck anyone. Because I'm such a good girl, right? I always wear those boring t-shirts with high necklines and... I swear, you nearly had an aneurysm once when I bent over and you got, like, the tiniest view of cleavage and bra. But tonight, well, this might be your one shot. Because I bet I'll be so into my book, I probably wouldn't notice, even if you came. Even if you blew that messy, sticky load all over me. Can you imagine? I'd be so engrossed in my book, and you'd be so pathetically horny, you just couldn't help but make that cock spurt all over me. And I wouldn't even notice. I wouldn't even glance up. Maybe it'd spray out onto my legs, or all over my robe, or on my chest, where it fell open. All over that delicious cleavage you've never really seen before. Do you feel taboo looking at me like this? You feel so taboo that I bet you'd love to aim that cock at my face. I know you think I'm so pretty, and I bet you'd love to make me prettier and just coat my cute little face with your cum. There I'd be, the little good girl you can't fuck, just innocently reading, and I'd get a face full of your cum. And I wouldn't even notice, even if it ran down my nose and dribbled onto the pages of my book. And you know what you'd do next? You would go home. Because that's all you get. But for me, things would just be getting started. Because you know what? I bet I'd be just a little bit horny by then. I don't know if I mentioned, but I'm reading a romance novel right now. One of the really trashy ones. The smutty ones. You know, with the guy. A guy with a really fucking large, thick cock, and I bet I'd just be coming to a really good bit right as you were leaving. And, even though I wouldn't notice you coming, well, I'll bet I'd absentmindedly scoop up all that cum that you leave all over me. And maybe I'd just push it onto my mouth and guzzle it down. Just like the kind of cum-thirsty slut you probably think I'd never be. The kind you wouldn't even be able to imagine. Or maybe I'd rub it into my face and chest like moisturizer. Or maybe I'd just leave it there, dripping off of me. Because see, just because I won't be fucking you, and just because I don't dress like a slut or flirt or anything like that, that doesn't mean my sexual appetites are anything like as tame as you possibly imagine. No, by the time you've blown your load and snuck back out, I'll be riding my vibrator and rubbing myself like a little bitch. And I'll bet you barely even know how to imagine that. Does it make you feel better? Imagining me as some prim little thing who's never had a real fuck? Probably only had sex with her fiancé and missionary, whispering sweet nothings. And coming together and being all vanilla and shit. You'd be so disappointed if you knew what we really get up to. And horny. Disappointed. And so, so horny. If you knew how hard my fiancé fucks me. How he grabs my hair and fucks me from behind. Makes me scream, slips an edge, Not just one. Slips some extra fingers in. Here and there. Or slaps my ass and makes me yelp. How he pounds me until I'm raw. Makes me come and come and come. My whole body shaking, my eyes rolling into my head. Nothing you could ever do. Nothing I would ever ignore or fail to notice. And when he comes, it's because I'm kneeling before him like a slut, wanking his cock and begging for him to give me a facial, kissing his balls and rubbing his dick and choking and slobbering all over it and slapping it on my face and smearing it on my lips like a greedy whore. And not because he busted his load jacking himself off to the mere sight of my face and a little bit of skin. But since I moved here for work, I only see him like once a month these days. Which is why I have to settle for frigging myself out to a trashy romance novel while wearing some loser's cum on my face. Don't worry. I'll still come loud enough to wake the neighbors. I'll just have to do the slapping myself. Anyways, that's the kind of mood I'm in. Don't blow it.